This is Jay with the Magnify Him Together podcasts. This is episode number 86. Today's title is Proclamation, the Second Missionary Journey. And it's the second podcast in our series on Timothy, a character study. In our last podcast, we talked about inspiration and reflected on what it is that inspires us and the power of our example for other people. And we looked at people in Timothy's life who were inspirations to him and those who were more of a spiritual challenge in his life. And today we're going to talk about encouragement and ask what encourages us and talk about the power of our example for others. Well, Timothy had some wonderful examples in life. And in particular, his mom, his grandmother, and also now Paul and Silas, who would come to Timothy in Acts chapter 16 and choose him to go along in the work of proclamation to preach the gospel all throughout the world at that time. And we read about this in Acts chapter 16. So after the events of the first missionary journey that we talked about in our last podcast, it says that then came Paul to Derbe and Lystra. Acts chapter 16, verse 1. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed. That was Eunice. But his father was a Greek. So he's a disciple now at this point. He has been baptized. He's embraced the gospel. And he was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. And that's very important because this tells us that Timothy himself was becoming an example for other people. Even by the time that he had come to this point in his life, as a young man, as we know he was a good example for those around him, in Lystra, his hometown, and in Iconium. And we also find out that he was willing to sacrifice. He was willing to do what he didn't have to do to help the work of God that he was involved with. It's a really powerful point. It says in verse 3 that him, speaking of Timothy, would Paul have to go forth with him? And he took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters. For they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, Paul, Silas, and Timothy now, they delivered them the decrees for to keep. And these decrees that they were delivering and confirming throughout the brotherhood at that time actually talked about how it was that you didn't have to be circumcised to be part of the gospel. And yet Timothy was circumcised. Well, why was he circumcised? Well, it just shows us that as an example for other people, he was willing to do things that he didn't have to do because of his love for those that he was trying to save. It's an incredible lesson. So there definitely will be things in our lives that we don't really have to do, but we could do to sacrifice to help those around us. And Timothy was definitely involved with that. And so these three brothers go on together in this work of preaching. Paul, his spiritual father in the faith, Silas and Timothy. And they preach at Philippi, we read. And they preach at Thessalonica. And they preach at Berea. But it was a difficult job what Timothy was doing with Paul and with Silas. And they were suffering persecution. They suffered persecution in Philippi. Well, Paul and Silas did. They were beaten with rods and put in prison. But they were also suffering at Thessalonica as well, and they had to escape the Thessalonian brothers and sisters because of the persecution that they were facing from the Jews and the Gentiles. And so they had to abruptly leave the brothers and sisters there at Thessalonica. And you know, when they were away from the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, Paul, Silas, and Timothy missed them. It was a time of great persecution, but they were still missing their brothers and sisters with whom they had very close relationships, in Thessalonica in particular. And I want you to come with me now, or maybe just listen, to a passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, which tells us quite a lot about Timothy. Now they were driven out, these three brothers. They were driven out of Thessalonica from their brothers and sisters there because of the persecution of the Jews and the Gentiles as they had joined together. But these three brothers wanted to get back to those brothers and sisters. And it says in verse 1 of chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians, Paul writing to the Thessalonians with Timothy and with Silas say, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we couldn't stand it anymore, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ." So Timothy was the one who was sent back to the Thessalonians. You know, sometimes Timothy is described as being this kind of weak brother. Well, here we read about some courage to go back to brothers and sisters in a place where they were already experiencing persecution. And they sent Timothy back. And what was his job to do? To establish, to comfort the Thessalonians concerning their faith. And he actually had a particular message to deliver to the Thessalonians. In verse 3, this is what it says. Timothy was sent to them so that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. And it was that tribulation, that persecution, that split them up for a time. And Paul sent Timothy back to encourage them, to deliver this message, which was that we're going to have to suffer for the truth. Now think about the power of Timothy's example to the Thessalonians, to come back, to be able to put yourself in harm's way, to possibly suffer with them in the midst of that persecution, and to deliver an exhortation to them so that they would be comforted and to endure tribulation. And the incredible thing is, Timothy wasn't the first one to deliver that message. Timothy had already heard that exhortation. Timothy had already been comforted with those words when he was back in Lystra, when someone named Paul and Barnabas came back into his city to deliver a message to them, to confirm the souls of the disciples, and to exhort them to continue in the faith, and that we, through much tribulation, must enter into the kingdom of God. That was the same message that Paul delivered to Timothy's ecclesia back in Lystra in Acts chapter 14. And now Timothy, with that example before him, with the experiences of life at that point, was now going to go back to the Thessalonians and give to them that same message. What an incredible pattern that we have here. Paul and his son in the faith, Timothy. Well, tomorrow we'll have a look at Timothy's work with the ecclesia at Corinth. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for the next episode in this series entitled Timothy, a Character Study on the Magnify Him Together podcast.